Hello, I'm Dr. Ann Katz. Welcome to Sexually Speaking, a podcast about all things related to sexuality with zero sensationalism but lots of information. For the last 23 years, I have worked with individuals and couples who are experiencing sexual difficulties, mostly those related to cancer treatment. I've written a whole lot of articles and books on the topic and traveled all over the world educating healthcare providers and people with cancer. It's been a great adventure on many levels. And now I've started a private practice for anyone experiencing sexual problems. You can learn more about me, my books, and other writing on my website, www.drannkatz.com. You can also email me. Counseling@drannkatz.com is the best way to contact me, and that's counseling with two L's. In this episode, I'm going to talk about communication. I can't stress enough how important this is to your sex life, whether you have a partner or are planning to have sex with someone new. I spend a lot of time talking to clients about why communication is so important and how some sexual problems don't need medications, but rather just talking to one's partner can solve a whole lot of problems. So, how do you talk about it? Here are some important strategies to keep in mind. Firstly, find the right time to talk. Don't try to talk after something has gone wrong or you've rejected your partner's invitation for sex or they've rejected your invitation. Emotions are running high at such times, and you'll likely end up arguing or having hurt feelings. Secondly, find the right place to talk. This should not be the scene of the crime, such as the bedroom, if that is usually where you have sex. Turn off phones and other devices that'll derail or distract either or both of you from talking. Talk in a neutral place where you have privacy, of course. Going for a walk with your partner is a good idea. You don't have to make eye contact, and that can make talking easier. Use I statements rather than you statements. When you say, "You don't touch me the right way," or "You don't listen to me when I say I'm too tired for sex," the other person will naturally get defensive. This will then often lead to an argument and, once again, hurt feelings. Talk about what is positive and what you want, rather than what the other person is not doing or doing wrong. When you do talk, use concrete examples of what you want. Saying, "I like it when you touch my breasts more gently," tells your partner what to do and is more helpful than a general statement like, "Be more gentle." Talk face to face. Using texts or emails is not a good idea, because they are more likely to be misinterpreted. But if talking face-to-face seems too difficult, perhaps you can write your partner a letter after taking time to collect your thoughts and then writing them down. It's important to review what you have written, perhaps more than once, to make sure that you haven't left out anything or used language that might be confusing. And always remember to use those I statements. A sex educator named Emily Morse has published a new book called Smart Sex. In it, she talks about how couples should have regular, she suggests monthly, sexual state of the union conversations. A sexual state of the union is meant to be proactive and preventive, in that these conversations are an opportunity to reflect on what is working and what can be done to improve things. She recommends that you start by asking your partner, "What would you like to see more of in our sex life?" Or perhaps, "What can I do more of to make sex satisfying for you?" Or perhaps, "May I share something that I'd like more of during sex?" She also says that you shouldn't have this conversation when either of you is hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. This is great advice, because if you or your partner are any one of those things, a compassionate and constructive discussion is not likely. A colleague of mine, Dr. Carolyn Klein, who's a registered psychologist and sex therapist and director of West Coast Sex Therapy, has the following advice. She says that many people struggle with not knowing what they want when it comes to good sex that connects you to your partner, and that's really important, that connection. The connection is the true meaning of intimacy. We often use the word intimacy as a euphemism for sex, and for me as a sexuality counselor, that tends to make things rather complicated or confusing. She says that other people know what they want, but they feel afraid, embarrassed, or ashamed to ask for it. or they just don't have the words to talk about it. How many of you listeners heard your parents talking using the correct body parts instead of euphemistic or childish terms? And was sex actually talked about in a healthy way in your family? Probably not, and that's one of the reasons why many of us feel embarrassed or ashamed to talk about it. Now, sexuality counseling or sex therapy can be really helpful because with some help, you can learn to identify and define what connecting sexuality is for you and your partner. You can learn to build confidence and overcome barriers to voicing your sexual limits and desires. And therapy or counseling can help you gain skills to help you get out of your head and into your body. Some important topics to discuss might be a change in desire or libido, wanting to try something new, feelings of sexual rejection or always having to initiate sex, lack of emotional connection or a need for more affection, lack of sexual satisfaction or any sexual problems. Remember, your partner cannot read your mind, so telling them what you want and need can enhance the sexual experience for both of you. And remember, humans are not dolphins or whales. Grunts and squeaks don't work for most of us. So thanks for listening. Watch out for another episode available next month.